whole city has gone after him. They think he's some great prophet. But would a prophet work on the Sabbath day or go around healing people?
If they search the scriptures, they will see no prophet arise of Nazareth.
Something must be done, or he will take away our place with the Romans.
Things are quite tense with Herod and Pilate.
This Roman oppression is too hard, but this religious fanaticism stirs things up too much. Oh, look. Here comes one of the fanatic followers now. Out preaching again, Hananiah? When will you learn? These prophets come and go, and yet we wait for the Messiah. When he comes, we will know.
I'm telling you, he's not like all the others. He's different. I heard him teach. We were down by Galilee. The whole city went out to hear him teach. And from a boat on the water's edge, he explained the law and the prophets. He speaks not as the scribes and rabbis do. He speaks with authority. He is sent from God. Many are saying that he is the Christ.
Hananiah, come on. You can't believe everything you hear. Be sensible. Just look at what happened to Thutis and his 400 followers. Or what about Judas and his disciples? They were destroyed. This will pass. Don't let yourself get so worked up.
Zimri, I'm not just getting worked up. It's true. He is real. He's teaching. He doesn't just speak to make himself heard. He speaks truth. He is truth. He is like no other man on earth. I truly wonder. I believe he is our Messiah. How can he be otherwise?
Ha! When Messiah comes, he'll come with power. This Jesus, he is no king. He has no army. He isn't even a soldier. He has no title. He has but a few followers.
You speak of power. What greater power do you know but the power to heal? The power to give life? The power over earth itself? Do you not remember when he calmed the raging storm on the Galilean Sea? Were you not there when he fed 5,000 of us with but a lunch of 5 loaves and 2 fishes? Did you not hear how he changed the water into wine at the wedding in Cana? We've all seen him work miracles. Lazarus, he raised you from the dead. I was there. I watched them bury you. Then Jesus came, and you lived. Bartimaeus, Jesus touched your blinded eyes, and now you see. All of you, have you not all seen him work miracles?
My son was dead, and on our way to bury him, Jesus stopped by and touched him, and my son lived.
Jesus met me at the well in Sidon, where I go to draw water. He gave me living water. My life was changed.
I spent all my savings on doctors, but none could cure me. Then I met Jesus. I touched just the hem of his garment, and I was healed. that very moment.
Yes, yes. Did we not also see him raise Jairus' daughter from the dead? We've all seen what he has done, that he has done all things well.
Well, he still hasn't done anything about this. What about the tax and the Romans and our oppression? When Christ comes, he will deliver us. Do not the prophets say, the government will be upon his shoulders, and he shall be called Counselor? I don't see any government changing anytime soon. They tried to crown him king, and he refused to let them crown him. What kind of prince is that?
Oh, Zimri, he is the Prince of Peace. He has so many times proclaimed that his kingdom is not of this world. His government is a spiritual government, a kingdom of hearts where Christ can reign within every man. Don't you see? He is exactly who he says he is. He has fulfilled all the law and the prophets, and he has come bringing life. The lame walk, the blind see, broken hearts are mended, the sinners are cleansed, and the dead are raised to life. What more do you need to believe? What more could one possibly do to prove that he is the Son of God, the Christ, our Messiah?
Fine, fine. You don't have to preach to me. You go follow your Messiah, or whatever you call him, and we'll keep waiting for the real deliverer to come. Something must be done.
What more can we do? We have tried trapping him in his words, but no one can catch him. Everyone we send leads more and off of him than before. It's like we can do nothing against him.
We must be careful, because the people believe him to be a great prophet, and some even rumor that he is the Messiah. So, whatever is done must be done quickly and secretly.
What if one of his disciples were to make an agreement and bring him to us?
Yes. I think I know just the one. He keeps the money bag and has grown discontent of late.
Yes. If we brought him to Caiaphas, we could try him secretly by night.
But we cannot put any man to death. Only Pilate can do that.
Then will we try him before Caiaphas and have Caiaphas send him to Pilate? And if a mob were to find a way to Pilate's judgment seat, Pilate could be persuaded to do away with him.
Passover is almost upon us. This is our chance. While all Jerusalem is distracted, we can judge him and send him to Pilate.